Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. It's Monday morning. Yeah, wake up, everybody. Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. A little technical difficulties before, but I'm good now.
Yeah, everyone seems to be having a little bit of technical difficulties. How you doing, Derpy?
I'm doing great.
It
I'm
is
ready.
draft week, everybody. I'm super excited. I couldn't wait to get to this week. I can't wait to talk about all the things that are going to be going on. Derpy's excited as well. Mike, I know he is. So we have NFL draft talk to go over today, amongst a bunch of other things. There was a major meltdown with our city's baseball team. We'll talk about that a little bit. A few things here and there. I don't know. I want to start with this, Mike, just because it's nothing that's really Pittsburgh sports related. But I do want to talk about it because, you know what? Let me start from the beginning. Anybody have did you have a nice 420, Mike?
I did. I wasn't able to celebrate or partake, but I had a nice one.
How about you, Derby? Did you have a nice 420?
I had some waffles and it was great.
You had waffles.
Yep.
I ended up
did not
getting.
partake. I did not partake in the 420, but the waffles were delicious.
I gotta say, I binge watched a couple seasons of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I'm as addicted to it as much as I've ever been addicted to anything. I can't stop watching it. It's ridiculous. Every time that I'm halfway through an episode, I think to myself, you know what? This is it. This is going to be the last one I watch for the day. And then I get to the end, and then that little circle starts spinning. It says, you know, go on to the next episode. And I do it every time. I'm almost to the third season. I didn't know how I would like it, but you know what? He's an acquired taste. Larry David's an acquired taste. And if you could stomach him, give him a chance, because there's a good chance he might grow on you. He grew on me full force, and I can't stop watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm a little upset that I started so late.
Yeah, because it just what ended, right?
But that's exactly what I did with Seinfeld. I never watched a single episode all the way when it was running live, and then as soon as it went off the air after it ended, is when I got into it, and I just became one of my favorite shows. So it doesn't surprise me that it played out like this. But I like it a lot. It's interesting. Larry David's very exhausting, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
If you were his friend or you were in his everyday life, you'd be screening your phone calls, believe me.
Well, and like, he was the driving force behind Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the guy behind Seinfeld.
Him and Jerry wrote it. They were the writers.
Yep.
And he was the character of George Costanza. That's who the character of George Costanza, played by Jason Alexander, it was based on, because him and Jerry were always good friends. And they brought it all together, made something special. But again, this Curb Your Enthusiasm, I just started. I can't stop watching it. It's different than Seinfeld, but it's the same as Seinfeld, too.
Yep.
One of the things that I do like about this show, guys, is it's improvised. He gives an outline to the people before the show goes on. No lines or nothing, just an idea of how he wants to do things and how he wants it to go. And they improvise it the whole way through. I think it's pretty cool. And there's a lot of interesting stars too.
You see
throughout the seasons. Of course, I've only seen up to the second season, but I'm noticing there are a lot of big names throughout this series as well. So if you get a chance, check it out. The story I did want to talk about, guys, before I get into any of our Pittsburgh sports or our draft sports or, you know, the baseball team here in Pittsburgh, I want to touch on this just briefly. I don't want to carry on. But did anybody catch the – well, let me start by saying this. Caitlin Clark – she sold more jerseys in one day than the Dallas Cowboys sold all of last year as an entire team.
That's insane. I saw that too. I was like, that was, but my mind was blown when I saw that.
She sold more jerseys in one day than the Dallas Cowboys sold all of last year for their entire team. That's an amazing thing, because the Cowboys sell a lot of jerseys.
Yeah.
They sell a lot of their merchandise. Also her with this 8-figure shoe deal. And what I don't know about this 8-figure shoe deal is who's going to be buying these shoes? Who's going to wear the Caitlin Clark? I would think in order for it to be a success, you would have to be able to, break into the male market, because I just don't see an overwhelming number of women buying Caitlin Clark basketball shoes.
Sneakerheads would buy, will buy them, collector's items, stuff like that. People like
Yeah,
that,
no, not two ways about it. But for the amount of money, I mean, they're looking for the, they're looking for this to bring a big return, obviously. And I'm just wondering how that's going to all play out. It's a lot of sneakers. It's a lot of
it's a
shoes. That's a
lot of
lot of
shoes.
money. And finally, on Caitlin Clark, guys, the one thing that I want to talk about today is the controversial tweet on X that Antonio Brown placed on X last week,
Ooh.
course, former Twitter, formerly known as Twitter. And one other thing that I've seen about this, Mike, about this Caitlin Clark, somebody said she looks like Billy Kidman, and now I can't unsee
I can't.
it.
Oh my God, she
You
does. She
remember Billy
does.
Kidman in the
Yes.
WCW?
Yes.
I can't unsee it. That's all I could think of when I look at Bill. When I look at Caitlin Clark now, it's Billy Kidman.
Oh my
Well,
God, that's great.
but this tweet, this offensive tweet, kind of came out of nowhere. But you know what? It came from Antonio Brown, so you have to consider the source. Antonio Brown tweets on X. He texts this quote: "Caitlin Clark looks like she keeps it hairy." Caitlin Clark looks like she keeps it
Oh, Jesus,
hairy.
AB.
I mean, yeah, it's funny, and yeah, and you know what? That even rings true. I would agree. She does look like the type. I don't know. You don't know. It's hard
You
to
don't
tell with
know?
people.
Yeah.
I just I
Why
think it's,
would you tweet that?
and why is he,
Why?
he's jumping on this bandwagon of everybody picking on Caitlin, but I don't get what the big thing is about this. Why everyone has got to be so against Caitlin and especially her bush, man. What's her bush got to do with it? You know what I mean?
Who knows?
She just
Who
scored
knows
more
what they
points
be?
than anybody in the history of college basketball, and all this dude wants to talk about is her bush.
That's AB for you. He's not all there.
No.
No.
Yeah, it's a hairy situation, Mike.
I knew you were going to say that. That
Like
was
she
braced
has,
for it, but I was still not ready to hear
it's like she has Troy Polamalu in the head scissors.
Oh my God. Jesus
But yeah,
Christ on a
so
cracker.
what's that?
I said Jesus Christ on a cracker.
So the that's the thing. So what she did, it was she ended up going and she blocked him. So now he's unable to, to tweet to her and use her at
And I
name.
don't blame her for that.
Right. Now he's just creepy, you know.
Like, why say that? Oh, man.
Wait a minute. We have a call. This is coming in on our line, Mike. This is Caitlin Clark's pubes. Caitlin Clark's pubes, go ahead.
Like Ryan, some people identify as they, them, or like whatever. I identify as retro 80s bikini line. Thank you very much.
Caitlin Clark's pubes. It's great to talk to you. Thank you for calling in. I just don't understand. Is there a reason to be upset, or is this, are you keeping it retro down there?
Well, first off, Head and Shoulders has reached out to me. And we're negotiating, so there's that. But first off, I am steamed or like whatever. A lot of people think Vontaze Burfict hit Brown, made him cuckoo or like whatever. But he was like a jerk in high school, and that's like why he like went to a small college or whatever. And despite his talents, like or whatever, that's why he went in the sixth round. He's like a jerk and always will be or like whatever.
I got to imagine. I mean, this isn't the first time that I've imagined Caitlin Clark's pubes in my life. But yeah, you just, I, you know what? You think that there is, some real to this, that, some of these athletic girls, it's not their thing, is to the first thing to do is hop in and groom themselves. So, I mean, people were wondering, Caitlin Clark's pubes. I mean, do you live up to the to
To
what
the hype.
to the hype, what Antonio Brown is saying about you, or is this all just pure speculation?
Well, like Caitlin's boyfriend, Connor McCaffrey, the 6'6" tall and handsome former Iowa forward, likes it retro.
Okay.
FYI or whatever.
Hey, as long as he likes it retro, that hey, keep it retro.
And yeah, no two ways
Yeah,
about it.
and you're getting the endorsement money on top of it. That's smart. That's business savvy that does not get taught anywhere. You're born with that type of savvy.
You should get insurance like Palomalu does on his hair.
Yeah.
Derpy, do you have any questions for Caitlin Clark's pubes while we have her on the line?
How much you going for?
Do you want it like some pubes sent to you?
What is this? What does that even mean, Derpy?
Yes.
What are you going
So
for?
he wants like a
Yes.
bag of like cut up pubes sent to you. Okay.
Like, Caitlin Clark's gonna block you or whatever, Burby. You better stop it.
Oh.
Caitlin Clark's pubes, everybody. Mike, what about you? Anything for Miss Clark's pubes before she takes off?
Is it just like all natural or trimmed, landing strip, a heart? What are we talking about here?
Mike, you sound like Greg Doyle, the sports columnist from like Indiana Star or whatever. He was like super creepy giving me the heart.
I imagine it looking like an
If you give
Ewok.
me the heart, we'll be good. We'll be good.
That's right. I imagine it looking like an Ewok. That's just me. Caitlin
That's my
Clark's
fetish.
what Ewoks? Ewoks.
Ewoks.
Caitlin Clark's pubes. I just, like I said, I felt it was very important to talk about this. It's always great hearing from Caitlin Clark's pubes. You know that you could always go to Locks for Love whenever you decide to part ways with Caitlin. And I did have one other point that I was going to make, but it's just not coming to me at this moment. Caitlin Clark's pubes. Caitlin Clark's pubes. What do you feel about Antonio Brown? Do you have any kind of just anything to say back toward what his comment was towards you? Or anything for Antonio Brown?
Well, Antonio Brown or whatever says Caitlin looks like Mel Gibson or whatever. She doesn't. That famous radio host, social media, super smoking hot star, Brian Pasquale, he has Nikola Jokic or whatever as his profile picture in Caitlin Clark's Iowa jersey or whatever. That's just plain wrong. I mean, he doesn't have long hair. Caitlin does. They don't even look alike.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true. I heard the CTE from Antonio Brown stands for cut that evergreen, Caitlin Clark's pubes. So maybe something to keep in mind. But I do. I feel it's really important to talk to you. You are the biggest star
Yes.
coming up into the WNBA. You're going to be
Raising.
making a lot of monies, eight figures on a shoe deal. Barely minimum wage in the WNBA. But once you get these shoes rolling, you're going to be fine. But is Caitlin, are you and Caitlin having any plans on any changes in your future? Or do you think that you're something that she's happy with the way that things are now? Or do you think
Like
she's gonna
we're like thinking
change?
like cornrows or whatever.
Yeah. There you
I
go.
can dig it. I can dig it.
I like it. I like it a lot, Caitlin Clark's pubes. It was very great to hear from you this morning.
Yes.
Always great to get the week kicked off with a nice phone call from Caitlin Clark's pubes. There she is, everybody. If nobody else has any questions
No,
for
no.
the pubes of Miss Clark, we'll go ahead and let her go. But thank you so much, and
Well, thank.
we'll keep in touch.
Well, thanks for having me on. And keep in mind, retro 80s bikini lines matter.
All right, there you go, everybody. There is Caitlin Clark's pubes.
Thank you. Thank you for
Thank
coming
you.
on
Thank
the
you.
pubes. The
All right.
pubes. That's going to be the thumbnail.
Pubes,
The pubes.
pubes. But guys, we do got to get this show started. Good morning, everybody. This is episode 537 of the
Jesus
Two Dumb
Christ.
Yinzes. Good morning. Woo! Pittsburgh Pirates. These guys are falling. They're falling fast. Jeez, oh man. You know what? I got to say that I was expecting it to eventually happen, but for it to happen this soon, it's certainly just because of how sharp they started, just because of how hot they started. It was very much it was a surprise, guys. I didn't think that it was gonna start the downfall this early. The Pirates, they started 9-2 in their first 11 games, and then in their last 11, they're 2-9. It brings them out to an even 11-11 overall. They're on a six-game losing streak. They got swept the last two series they played against Boston and against the Mets. They scored one run in four of those games and a total of nine runs in those six total games. They fall back. They're in fourth place in the division. Brewers are in first. The Cubs are in second, two games out. The Reds are in third at 2.5 games out. The Bucks are in fourth place at 4 games out, and the Cardinals are very, very bad. They're at 6 games out. Pirates start a series, and this could be a worse time for the Pirates to start a series against the Milwaukee Brewers. Again, the Brewers come in ahead of the division, and this should be a time that this team could hopefully turn it around. Or I just think to myself, what a terrible time for Milwaukee to be coming. Mike, they're as bad as they've been all season. They're as bad as they've been for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
This team is just really playing bad baseball right now. And again, if you want to start digging your way out of this ditch and get yourself back in the race, I think that this is the worst possible time that the Milwaukee Brewers come along on our schedule.
Yeah, and that's not only are we struggling, but that's the team we historically struggle against, even when we're playing good baseball. So, this is like this top to bottom on the roster. It feels like for this collapse. The stars aren't playing like the way they should.
You're right. There's no one thing to point at. It's
No.
just top to bottom bad. And
Yeah.
how does it go so polar opposite overnight?
It really was. It really was overnight. And like the bats, I see on Twitter a lot of people are complaining about our hitting coach. And I hate to give this guy credit, but Bob Smizak, he responded perfectly. No one was giving him the credit when they were the hottest, one of the hottest hitting teams in baseball. But now it's all his fault. Oh, he deserves part of the credit, part of the blame. But like I have no idea what's going on. These guys cannot hit the ball to save their life. They can't pitch to save their life. They can't field. Fundamental baseball, little league stuff they are failing at. And
And
this is like a lack of accountability from on top.
Mike, I gotta tell you, this all started with the day that we booed David Bednar. It literally started that day. This team is 2-8 since that day. They were doing very well up to that moment.
Yeah.
And these baseball players, their superstitions. This team, Mike, from that point on, went on the road, split the series with Philadelphia, which we probably should have lost that series 3-1.
Yeah.
We then went to New York, got swept by the Mets, then come home and just get blown out by the Red Sox. Friday night, they lose 8-1. Saturday, they lose 4-2. Sunday, they lose 6-1 against Boston. And Mike, I got to tell you, I don't think that it's going to get much easier against Milwaukee. We have four games against the Brewers. Today, Jared Jones is back on the hill. That's probably the only good thing you could take
Yeah,
from
he's
this.
the lone bright spot on this team.
He's even with a 1-2 record, he has a 3.13 ERA, 32 strikeouts, of course, which is one of the most in the league. And the guy that the Brewers have going on the hill is Joe Ross. He's 1-1. He has a 4.91 and 14 strikeouts. Brewers come in at 14-6. Pirates are at 11-11, playing 500 ball. The matchups around our division look like this week. We're playing the Brewers, of course. The second place Cubs are hosting the Astros. The second place Reds are hosting Philly, and the last place Cardinals are hosting Arizona. So, it doesn't look like we're getting any help around the division. A lot of subpar teams that the teams in our division are playing against, and we are playing against the top team in the
Yeah.
division, again, 14-6 Milwaukee.
And like you're talking about the record since they were booed and how Teles came in and so he said, and I said this team was soft. And I hate to say it, but I might be right. They have collapsed after one of their guys was booed. I believe they're softer than baby shit.
Yeah, I
And
mean,
they just can't do anything right now. This is like typical Pirate baseball. And normally it happens after a longer stretch. We at least get like a month and a half, 2 months of good baseball. And this is quick.
we had Chapman getting suspended last week for arguing balls and strikes with the umpire. We had Quinn Priester making his debut Friday night in a game that again we lost 8-1. But Mike Derpy, there are things to be positive and happy about with this Pittsburgh Pirates team. Reasons to be happy with the Pirates this week, guys. Andrew McCutchen hits his 300th career home run. Jared
Let's go.
Jones, second with strikeouts with 32 in the majors. Paul Skeens is the only player to possess 19 Ks with a 0.00 ERA in AAA. Also, Mike, along with Andrew McCutchen's home runs, get this, since 1994, since Major League Baseball went to the wild card format, only four players, Mike, have reached 2,000 hits, 300 home runs, 200 stolen bases. That's since 1994. Andrew McCutchen being one of them. Alfonso Soriano, Alex Rodriguez, and Carlos Beltran. So, you know, for people to say that somebody like Bryce Harper is head and shoulders better than Andrew McCutchen, Bryce Harper isn't even on this list.
I never got the
that's
got
a great
the hype,
list too.
The hype about Bryce Harper.
I never did either.
Yeah,
I mean he's good.
He's good, but like you expect better, you know. You hear all the hype around him. You expect more. See, like if you didn't hear the hype around him, you looked at his numbers like, yeah, damn good ball player. But you hear the hype, you're expecting, you know, to be leading in a shit ton of categories.
Right.
Or way high up there for career stats.
I can't believe Skeens still has a 0.0 ERA. I mean, come on. This guy, he is beyond ready for the majors.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know what? The way the team's playing now, keep him down in the minors.
Right. I don't
you know,
even
don't put him in this.
Now they'll bring him up.
Yeah. Don't put him in this, you know, collection of losers.
They'll bring him up, and then he'll end up, you know, hurting himself or straining something. Or
I don't
trust this organization at all, Mike. Yeah.
He'll blow his elbow out in the first inning in his first pitch. I'm like, oh, see, this is why we should have kept him down.
Derpy, the news for you is this: the best team in the major leagues is right now is the Cleveland Guardians, 16-6. 16-6, Derpy. What's going on? I think you didn't even see this. You didn't see this coming, did you?
Like this is that the last time this was a stat line that was set a couple weeks ago. The last time they went 9-2 on the road to start the season, they won the World Series, which was 1948.
That's the last time they started out 9-2.
On the road.
Oh,
on the road.
Okay. You know, maybe if you're lucky, history will repeat itself.
from the year of World War II.
Right. I doubt it though. I doubt it.
Hey, you never know, Derby. They are the best team.
Still early.
They're the best team in the league. They're 16-6. They're 22 games in. It's 162. So they got 140 games. They're ahead of the curve.
Doing
you know
better
what?
Than the Buccos.
They're doing better than everybody. So you got to like that.
It's still early. It still is early.
Again, the Buccos are back in action today. They start a 4-game set at home against the Milwaukee Brewers. Game one is at 6:40. That is a Jared Jones and Joe Ross matchup. I don't see it getting any better, guys. And the thing is, they just are playing so poorly. I just can't imagine that this team could pull it all together anytime in the near future before they get buried. Mike, they're 11-11. They started 9-2. Come on, this is the Pirates we all know.
Yeah, when Connor Joe is leading up for batting average, we only have 3 home runs. Get the F out of here. Like our home run leader has 3 home. We have no power at the plate. Our backups are best hitter.
Our backups are playing great.
Yeah, but they're playing. But I think they're being relied on too much. You know, where's Big Stacks? Where's O'Neill Cruz? Brian Hayes? You know, these guys that should be producing are not producing.
Henry Davis needs to get on the ball.
Yeah, big time. He needs to figure something out.
And the Pirates need to figure something out, because if he's not hitting the ball and Bart is hitting the crap out of the ball,
yeah,
why you still keep going to the guy who's not hitting the ball is the most Pittsburgh Pirate thing I've ever heard, and I hate it.
You know what? What this team needs to do to just shake it up and show, you know what, we're taking this serious. O'Neill Cruz and Henry Davis, guess what? You guys can't do anything at the plate right now. We're going to send you down to the minors.
Right.
Get your fucking shit together. get it
That'll
right.
fix them. You send them to the minors, you know?
Like, my God, start hitting the ball down there. If you can't hit it, pros are gonna send you down to the minors, see if you can hit it there. If you can't hit it there, well, fuck, man, we're shit out of luck.
Yeah.
Because these are two guys that we were expecting a lot out of, especially O'Neal Cruz.
Know, at first it didn't look like we had many weaknesses, and then it looked
No.
like the bullpen was the weakness. And then after that, it looked like the hitting was the weakness, and then it was the starting pitching.
Now it's the fielding, the base running. It's
How
just
could
everything.
everything get so bad so fast? I just don't understand this. I don't understand it. It's just like it's a tale of two teams, you know?
Like you said, though, I'm surprised that hot start fizzled out this fast.
Yeah, I thought it would at least I thought that it would at least make it to the end of the month like they did last year, because you figure you'd progress. It'd be a little bit better than you were last year, but they're worse. Again, with a better team, you bring in a center fielder to, you know, to set your outfield up. You bring in, you know, these other starting pitching. I just don't know how you get worse. You have O'Neal Cruz back full time this year. You have Henry Davis full time from the very beginning. I just don't understand, Mike. I don't get it.
No, it's I hate to say it, but that's pirate baseball. It's what you come to expect from this organization.
I hate it. I hate it.
Because
I wish they
I was
would.
having
I
fun
say
when they were winning.
162.
Yeah, but Derpy, we've seen the show before.
I want to hit Derpy and hit with the
Right.
ball now. I wish he quit saying that.
162.
I wish he quit saying that. And yeah. I don't know, Brian. Did that happen? And good morning, Ralph, on the board. I don't know. Did Bart get hit in the head with the ball?
I think he may have.
So there you go, guys. Brewers coming to town. It doesn't look like it's going to get any better. However, if we could sweep Milwaukee, we would be in first place, tied with them. I don't know if we'd be in first place because it would depend on what the Cubs and Reds would do. But if we could sweep the Cubs, we would be, or the Brewers, I'm sorry, we would be tied with them at the end of these four games. Very, very unlikely. I wouldn't
I
bet
think
any,
you'll
I
split.
wouldn't bet anything on that. What's that, Derpy?
I think you'll split.
At this
I'd
point,
be happy with one win.
yeah. And you know, they could get a great start by Jones, or they could get a great start by whoever, and then the bullpen comes in and they screwed up, or they could get a nice, you know, a nice they could get nice pitching by their bullpen, and then the batter. I mean, come on, they're not like they scored 9 runs in 6 games.
Yeah. After averaging what, 6 runs a game.
Yeah. I mean, the bats couldn't be cold. They couldn't be any colder.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say. It's just terrible to watch. And there's no fix in sight. I know fans want to fire the hitting coach, but is that gonna solve all of our ills? No. Is that the new
I fired
thing?
the
No.
pitching
It's
coach.
Matt Canada is now Andy Haynes.
Ralph on the board says Bart did get hit in the head with the ball, but the ball hit his mask first.
You know, he might be better with a concussion than Henry Davis. So,
I just don't
still run
understand.
him out there.
You know, and I went on and on in the off season. If you know they don't play Henry Davis, I'm going to be pissed. I
Now,
was wrong. Send him down.
yeah, send him down. You have to adjust on the fly. Like you keep saying, you can't go with the preconceived notions and like the plans that they laid out in spring training. You have to be able to adjust on the fly. This team. An organization refuses to do that.
One more thing about Major League Baseball before we do move on. Do you guys remember that terrible, terrible center field outfield out in Houston for about 15 years, where they had that big hill in the
Yeah, I
outfield?
love that.
Yeah.
Come on, that's the. I mean, if you're, you know, I don't think that they should be cookie cutter stadiums. I don't think that stadiums should be exact
Yeah.
by any means. I like the individual,
Yeah.
different styles of stadiums. But do you remember that hill? You had to run up a
Yeah.
hill, and then there were
I
the,
remember the hill.
and then there was the warning track. And then on the other side of the warning track, there was more hill.
Yeah, I loved it. I
I've
loved it.
never seen anything like that.
Didn't they used to have a flagpole out there too?
I
At the
probably
top of the
did.
hill? Yeah. That was great.
Didn't they
That was
have like
great.
a little train that went across the top of their stadium that carried like I always get it confused whether it was that or one of them Florida stadiums.
I know
But
one of them had a train that
it
went
was
around.
Houston.
I really feel that it was in Houston. Were they no, I don't remember what the name of the field was, but they had a train that went across the top of that field. Like
I think it still goes across the field.
That is, I love it. Yeah, the old Texas Rangers, that field or that mound, I loved it out there.
Yeah, it was wild, man. I've never seen anything like that. And again, I like the different looks at
Yeah.
MLB fields because you can't do that in football and you can't do that in
Yeah.
basketball. And you can't do that in hockey. Baseball is basically the only sport that you could do that. I dig, but I always thought that, I don't know, I always thought that hill was crazy because you're running, you're chasing a ball. And, you know, I mean, just the turn of the ankle could be something that could be very bad in sports. And that always seemed to be something that could have been a concern. But guys, let's move on. Let's talk about the NFL draft a little bit, guys. I do want to start by giving a little. Did anybody hear this? A little NFL scoop first. Jason Kelce, he lost his Super Bowl ring in a bowl of chili.
I've
Explain
seen
this
this.
to me. What does that
So
mean?
when they were down, they did the big event down at Cincinnati to help them raise their NIL money. They had their show, they had a bunch of other stuff going on there. And one of them was they had these two big kiddie pools filled with chili and the chicks were fighting in. I guess he got in and lost his Super Bowl ring in the
They
chili.
never find it.
He never found it. He lost it in his house before, too. The guy loses his Super Bowl ring all the time. That's why he never wears it.
He comes off as a retard to me.
Well, he's a big dumb idiot.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing. I would lose my Super Bowl ring all the time. So I can relate to this.
I would never lose it. How would you? Why would you? How could you lose your Super Bowl ring?
You put it on, you just boop, it falls off.
They're not even something you wear. They're
I
so
lose
big.
sunglasses all the time. I lost my wallet. I can't find it. I've been looking for an hour before the
Well, you could
show.
get another wallet. You could get
You can get
another
another
ID.
Super Bowl, right?
No, because it's the one that you win is the one that you win. You could get another one if it gets damaged, but that's not the same thing. You don't lose your Super Bowl ring. You could get another wallet. You replace your money. You get another license. Come on, that's your Super Bowl ring, you know?
I would be that guy that would lose. I lose everything.
I wouldn't
My
I wonder
mind,
if
my
someone found
hair,
it though. I
my
wouldn't even
will
take
to
it.
live.
And that's the thing, somebody had to find it.
Yeah, they're probably hoarding it.
I would never even take it out of the box. It would be, you know.
Right.
And them rings are so big, the guys don't actually wear them unless they're wearing them for a purpose. They go on a
Yeah.
show or, you
Yeah,
know.
and that's what, he was they were filming their podcast there and he had it on to show people and lost it in the chili.
What a dummy.
That's
The draft since 2021, Pitt leads all ACC programs with 14 total selections in the NFL draft, including consecutive years 2022, 2023 of providing first round picks. Guys, I'm really excited about this draft pick or this draft this year. The Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, the big concern, guys, the only thing that I really care about is how the Steelers draft. Mike, today we're going to give our official who we feel our official Steelers number one overall pick is going to be. We're also going to talk about who is going to be the most successful first round pick out of this year's NFL draft by
Ooh.
any team. Derpy, I'm going to start with
Ooh.
you today. Who is going to be our number one pick? I mean, there's many speculation. There's speculation. It's Mims. There's speculation that it could be JPJ. It could be who's the white guy? Cooper DeJean.
Cooper Dejean, I've heard trading up for Roma Dunes, trading up for J.C. Latham.
Derpy, who's it gonna be? I mean, at this point, it's anybody's guess. I don't think that anybody has a really clear idea of who they believe it's gonna be at this point.
I don't either, but I'm gonna go with Mims.
Like Mims for the
Yes, I.
okay. Do you think we're gonna get him at 20? We're gonna move around. Anything move back, move forward, straight up, just get him at
I
20,
think we'll
which
stay put the entire time.
Mike, who do you think? Who do you like in the first round? I need your overall first round pick by the Steelers. Ugh, this is your official pick. Do you think it's
What?
gonna be?
I hate to agree with Therapy, but I am going to go with Mims. They've been looking at tackles a lot, and that's like the most scouted position for like pre-draft visits and
Wasn't Dan
pro
Moore the
days.
one of the only guys that they said, you know what, we could make it happen with this guy? And
But just by going off
technically,
of
we have no receivers.
we
We
have no receivers, we have no center. Yeah.
and they're
We're
gonna go with the tackle.
going to go with the tackle. They're going to go with they're going to go with Mims. Yeah, screw it.
And
I'm gonna say my official pick will be Amarius Mims.
there's no trading back, no trading forward, just straight up 20. They get Mims out of Georgia.
Ooh. Yeah, they're gonna stay put, get him. If they, yeah, because they can get him even if they trade back. I think he'll still be there because there's if I'm talking myself in and out of this pick, but I'm gonna stick with Mims at 20. Because I hate trying to forecast trades and stuff like that.
Are you happy with this pick?
Yes, he's only started 8 games, but those 8 games he was dominant in. All of his
Right.
measurables, all of his film, that's the important. Not just measurables, but what you see on film, you can see that he is a nasty, nasty man at the tackle position, athletic to where, you know how we saw Broderick Jones pulling from the right side last year, leading out that those run blocks that helped improve that run game. I think Mims can do the same thing. I don't think he's going to start right away. I think it's going to be like bringing along, kind of like we did with Broderick Jones, but by midpoint of the season, our line will be Broderick Jones and Mims at tackles.
Interesting. Derpy, are you happy with the, if that would go down that way and they would take Mims at number 20, are you okay with that?
I'm solid about that.
Are you, there's nobody else you would rather have as your first pick?
I mean, I would love to get a receiver, but I'd rather stay put and just get a tackle, fix our O line.
As far as the tackle goes, that's fine. I mean, you go to a school that they've won, national championships with these tackles, with these, offensive linemen on their offensive line. But then there's also schools like Big Ten schools that are known for offensive line and guys that are, on these lines on teams like, Northwestern or Iowa that, they're generally not names that you hear as much because these teams aren't successful. But a lot of times that's where a lot of your life long-term linemen come from, or these kind of schools, because they just breed good offensive linemen. Do you think that it's a concern, Mike, that these again, Georgia's not a big school that people generally go to for interior linemen on either side of the ball. Do you think that's okay?
That's okay. Yeah, I you don't want to scout the helmet because once you start doing that, you get down the rabbit hole of, well, this position has never panned out from this college, and you're missing out on a good player. So that's why it's easy to because I fall into that trap too. Like, oh, why are you going to take a running back from Penn State? They're going to get hurt. Why are you going to take a quarterback from Ohio State? They suck. Well, you can miss out on Saquon Barkley. You can miss out on CJ Stroud. So that's why you just
It's
want to
just general
scout the
knowledge.
player.
It's good,
But you want to draft the player, and like some of the highest graded tackles are from Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, BYU, and Houston. Those are like
along
your,
with all those other schools
you
named
got
as
one
well, I
guy
mean.
from Penn State and one guy from Notre Dame. Everyone else is outside of the Big Ten this year for your
Yeah.
tackles.
Right.
So you want to, yeah, and like Joe Alt from Notre Dame and Olafashanu, they're from Penn
They're
State.
top
Those are the
10.
top two. And then after that, you got Latham from Alabama, Talisi Fagua from Oregon State, Mims from Georgia, Tyler Goyton from Oklahoma. So most of them are outside of that the northern schools.
Mike, I'm going to start with you on the next question. In the draft this week, of course, Thursday starts the 3-day draft. Thursday evening starts round one. Friday will be round two and three, and then Saturday is four through seven. Mike, who do you feel is going to be the most successful
Ooh.
NFL player from this year's draft in the
Oh,
NFL?
that's gonna be a tough one.
That's hard.
Man.
It's
I'm
very
gonna go
talented this year.
with, oh damn.
I
We'll
don't
go
think it's
with,
going to be any of these quarterbacks.
I don't think so
I am not
either.
thrilled with
Me
these
neither.
quarterbacks at all. This class of
No.
quarterbacks, I think
So they
is
don't impress me.
no.
Defensive backs are really good, but none of them stand out to where like you said, like a Sauce Gardner. I'm gonna go with Rome Odunze, the receiver. I like his tape is really good. His athleticism is off the charts. His route running ability, which is huge, is some of the best tracked route running. Like his percentage of getting open and making the catch, I think he's gonna be a great receiver, and like Marvin Harrison Jr. as well. But I think Yeah, I think Roma Junze might be the better one.
About you, Derpy? Who do you see coming out of this draft class that's going to be the most successful in the NFL? Could be anybody. It could be a quarterback. It could be a cornerback. It could be whatever.
I'm gonna go with
Come on, Derpy. There's like 500 guys to choose from. Just got to pick a name, buddy.
I'm not even sure he's still there.
Yeah. I'm assuming
Derpy.
he's probably going to say Marvin Harrison Jr.
Derpy, are you thinking?
Derpy, are you there? We may have lost the Derpy.
See, I don't think. I think he plays games. Because I don't see anything on the screen indicating that we lost him. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
me either. Yeah, I think
He
he's
plays
probably
Derpy
scrolling
games.
through the entire list of NFL draft prospects.
My talk we'll talk to you just another
I
okay. Yeah,
apologize.
Derpy, go ahead, man.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
There
That's
we go.
That's
Derpy knows
you
the
know
game.
me. I gotta go with my gut.
Gotta go with your Ohio State guys.
That's all right. So Marvin Harrison Jr. Mike, who did you say?
Roma Dunze.
All right. So we got two receivers
Yeah.
you guys feel that are going to be the most productive, most successful players out of this year's draft. Who might shock you, Mike?
I'm sorry, Brian's comment. I feel like Dirk should have the count start when you ask him a question, like when Giannis goes for a three through line. You are correct.
Yeah, we need a pitching clock for
We
him.
need the pitch clock count, we need the Giannis countdown.
Mike, who do you think in this?
Giannis.
Who do you think in this? Draft is going to be a surprise. Who's going to be somebody that's going to come out and be a little better than most people think? My guy for this pick is the quarterback from Michigan. I think he's going to be a little bit of a surprise. I think he's overrated. I think people
Yeah,
give him
yeah, yeah,
too
yeah.
much credit having him going in the top 10, a lot of mock drafts. I think that he's going to prove that he's not a top 10, but I think that he will then come out and prove that he's better than what he you understand what I'm saying? They're saying he's going to go, he's going to be high. He's not going to be that good, but I think ultimately he's going to come turn around and surprise a lot of people when it's
Yeah,
all said
seriously.
and done.
Like for me, like him, I would take him in the third round and sit him down. Like whoever drafts him, do what you did with Jordan Love. Out in
Yeah.
Green Bay, sit him down for a few years, and then go from there. For me, ooh, it's gonna be a tough one.
He's no more than a Stetson Bennett, basically. The guy out of Michigan. Why is it slipping my mind? The guy out of Michigan's name, the quarterback.
JJ McCarthy.
McCarthy. He's no more than a Stetson Bennett to me from Georgia.
Yeah.
He was a product of being on a very, very good team. And
Yeah, he. You know that they played what Penn State. He threw the ball once or twice in the second half. He
what I'm
just leaned on
saying.
that run game. You lean on that run game, that's going to pull people down into the box. So when you do throw, you more or less have single coverage and a single high safety, kind of like what Tebow, how Tebow beat the Steelers in the Super or in the playoff game. You just beat them on a fluke play.
You're surprised, Mike.
My surprise, God, ooh. Oh, there's a decent amount to choose from. God,
Gee,
I'm gonna
between
go
you
with
and
Gabe Hall. Here we go. I'm going way off the board. I read about this guy from Baylor, Gabe Hall. He's a
Gay
D.
Paul.
Gabe Hall. Gabe. G. Not gay. Gabe. Gabe Hall. He's a defensive tackle or D end defensive tackle, but he played in the 3-4 at Baylor. If he goes to a team that plays a 3-4, like Pittsburgh or some of these other teams that play 3-4, I think he's going to have like one of those types of careers that you look back on and go, holy shit, how did this guy fall down to this spot? But it's the position that he played. I think he'd be a good 3-4 D tackle, good 3-4 D end. I'm going
My
way off the board right there with
my
him.
bust, Mike, is get ready for this. Hold on to your seats. I'm saying it now. My bust is this guy right here. A lot of people are taking him high. I mean, not high in the draft, but they think he's really good in the position he plays. I'm going to say my bust out of this year's draft is going to be Cooper DeJean. I don't think it's going to be because of the lack of talent. I think he's going to endure some injury. They, you know, everything he does, he's very involved. He's in punt return. He's in kick return. He's playing coverage. He's stopping the run on defense. My bust out of this this draft of people that are expected to do pretty well, my guy is Cooper DeJean.
Mine's going to be Drake May.
Okay.
I just there's just something about him. I his attitude, the look on his face all the time of like I'm better than everyone. He just has that smug
Like Tom
look.
Brady, who has
That
that smug look
smug.
and was better
The
than everyone.
smuggling. Tom Brady got after he won at least four
No,
Super
he
Bowls.
always had that dumb face, dude. He always, remember, I, yeah, no.
Now, I just Drake May. There's just something about him. I just don't know what it is. I want to see him fail. I hate
Right.
saying that. You like I want to see someone fail, but there's just
I
something
got my
about him. He
list.
has that punchable face.
There you go. What about you, Derpy? Who's somebody that you think is going to be less than stellar once they come up from the college ranks into the NFL?
I'm the supposed number one.
Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams.
That's
Yes.
a, you know what? You know what? I can't say that I wouldn't love seeing it as well. There this tragedy that has that is the Chicago Bears. I got to say that it interests me as much as the Cleveland Browns do. I mean, they're just from another conference, but I do love watching that disaster take place over in the Windy City.
God. You don't want to be drafted by Chicago at all in any position, especially if you're a quarterback.
Brian says my biggest bust is where the Browns taking the first round. You know what I'm thinking about these Browns the other day? They were bad so long. They got so many top picks, number one, number two, number five. They went and they had every opportunity to get the young, best talent from the college ranks, bring them, groom them, bring them up through the system and have a good quarterback. So what do? They blow every single one of those opportunities and they go out and go around the draft and give the guy a gazillion dollars to come play there. The guy comes, he doesn't even play. He has injuries, he has problems, he has all kind of things. I love this Cleveland mess. I can't get enough of it, Mike.
Because if they had a competent GM that can draft or find a quarterback, they would actually be a pretty dangerous team. Because for a long time, they had a really damn good offensive line. They got a damn good defense up there. They had great running game. It's just a quarterback. And I'm glad they were a dumb organization that thought Johnny Manziel would be a quarterback to lead you anywhere and take him in the first round. Or Josh Whedon, that was like 45 years old coming out of college.
They're like
And they gave up on
they're
Johnny
like
Manziel
Larry
way too early.
David. They every move they make is wrong.
Yes,
You
yes.
know,
And it's great, and I love it.
I just it's you know it's very similar to what the Pirates got going on here. But the Pirates did win World Series in two World Series in the 70s, one in the 60s. The Browns have not won any
Hey, the
championships in
Browns
that
have
period
won
of time.
NFL championships that no one talks about.
Exactly. Before it counted. Mike, let's move on to other football. The USFL had games over the weekend. On Saturday, the Memphis Steamboats, they lose to the St. Louis Battlehawks 32-17. The Battlehawks improved to 3-1 on the season. The Memphis Showboats dropped to 1-3. Then also on Saturday, Mike, your DC Defenders, they go to Birmingham and lose by 2 points, 20-18. To the Stallions, the Birmingham Stallions are now 4-0. The DC Defenders are 2-2. Also, Mike, on Sunday, the San Antonio Brahmas, the team formerly coached by Hines Ward, they will be play or they played and beat the Michigan Panthers 19-9. San Antonio is 3-1. Nice turnaround season in Michigan, falls to 2-2. And finally, the last game of the weekend was between two teams that had no wins. The Arlington Renegades, they traveled to Houston to play the Roughnecks. Roughnecks win that game 17-9. The Roughnecks are 1-3, and the Arlington Renegades are 0-4. So one of those teams had to win, and it was the Roughnecks from Houston, Mike.
I'm just disappointed with my DC Defenders. I thought we were gonna have a much better year. I'm taken aback and I'm sad. Beer Snake. Every game should have to be played at DC so the power of the Beer Snake can propel us to victory.
Ralph's mock draft has the Steelers. I wouldn't mind Devin Sharon a sixth round. I don't think he's much worse than anything that we really have. We don't have a great secondary, not yet. I think that we should go higher if we're looking for, good skill positions in the secondary. But I don't have a problem with him in the sixth round. I'm just not big on him. I don't think he's not at this point anyway. He doesn't
No.
impress me the way that the other guys from Aliquippa in the past did coming out of college. But I guess we'll see.
He needs to go to place to play a lot of zone defense. I
Also,
think he'd do
Mike,
well there.
the in where did I put it at? Oh, the Hounds, Mike, the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, they finally win.
Finally off the schneid.
They beat the reigning champs, the Phoenix. What are they?
I have no
Phoenix
idea.
Rising. They beat the Phoenix Rising 3-1 for their first outright win in the league this
Nice.
year. That was down there as well, was on the road. So good for them.
Well done. About time.
College hoops a little bit here. Quaker Valley, Adoo Thiro. Of course, he was playing for Kentucky for a couple seasons. He narrowed his transfer portal options down to four. Mike, Thiro's choices right now are North Carolina, Arkansas, Indiana, and Pitt. I can't believe anybody would be picking Arkansas prior to this year's tournament.
Well, now they got Calipari coming in, so
Is that where he's going? Is he going to Arkansas?
it wasn't in Arkansas. Yeah, he's going to Arkansas.
Maybe Thiro will go there. He'll follow him there. But four pretty good schools: North Carolina, Arkansas, Indiana, Pitt. We will see where he goes. Also, Mike, LeBron James says about his son Bronny, he's only going to go somewhere where he's starting and he's the team leader. He's only going to go somewhere where he's starting and he is the team leader.
Duquesne, baby, all signs point to Duquesne.
There you go. Talking about daddy getting you your position.
Right? Hey, you know what? That's the point of being successful, man, is helping your kids out. So why not?
No, that's not the point of being
Yes,
successful. That's not at all,
set your kids
actually.
up for the future, baby.
That
Nepo babies, baby.
is not a that's exactly it. But a point taken. Also in the NHL, like the Arizona Coyotes, Sale approved. They are in fact making their way to Salt Lake City. Mike, the Arizona Coyotes will be a Utah team before
The
we know it.
Utah Magic Underwears. That should be their name.
There you go. The Penguins nominate Brian Rust for the King Clancy Memorial Trophy. Brian Rust, I got to tell you, I'm kind of glad this Penguin season's over. It was nauseating, man.
I think every Penguin fan is glad it's
It
over.
was nauseating.
Yes, it was.
Mike, why don't you go and tell everybody about the website, man?
The2dumbyinzers.com. Over there, we got the blog. Over there, we got the merch store. We got Ryan and I social media links all over at the2dumbyinzers.com. And what draft is Thursday? So yes, this week there will be one last Steeler mock draft posted over there, which will
All right.
probably be different than what I give on the show, because I change my mind every 5 minutes on who we should draft and where we should draft and what we should do. But check it out over at
Who do you think is
the2dumbyinzers.com.
going to be the most successful quarterback of this group of front runners? I like Drake May. I think it's going to be Drake May.
I just don't. There's something about him
I
that
know you don't
rubs me
like
the
his
wrong
face,
way.
but I want to know who you like, though. I don't care if you like his face.
If he can stay healthy, big if. I'm gonna go. Well, let's go with Michael Penix Jr.
Oh God, he's the worst.
I'm gonna go with him.
All
Just blindly throwing the ball downfield.
right. Right. If I didn't see him
Everyone
play,
loves him. I don't.
if I didn't see him playing
Good
in a
comp.
national championship game, I would still have a higher opinion of him. With that
Yeah,
national
it was rough. It was rough that game.
championship game, really didn't him. It was real
Yeah.
bad. Guys, but yeah, go check out www.d2dumbyinzers.com. It's www.d2dumbyinzers.com. Guys, today's question of the day is going to be a WNBA question. And yeah, that's right. I know it's draft
Ooh.
week, but you know what? We did talk at the top of the hour about Caitlin Clark, of course. We got a phone call. We did that whole thing at the beginning, guys. This is going to be a WNBA trivia question. So go ahead and put your thinking cap on, Derpy. Mike, get ready. Everybody on the board, here we go. I'm going to give you choices on this one, too. So just relax. All right. Who is the WNBA's all-time leading scorer? I'm looking for the
Ooh.
WNBA's all-time leading scorer. Guys, take a minute, think it over, and then I'll come back and I'll give you choices. All right. We're live, everybody. We're live 5 days a week right here, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The show that we do new live every single day. We take and we upload it over on Spotify and podcast form at 8 o'clock p.m. If you didn't get a chance to watch the show, maybe you just want to listen. Maybe you only have a chance to listen. Put in your earbuds at the gym and go over to Spotify and check it out. All right, guys. The question of the day is this. Who is the WNBA's all-time leading scorer? Here are your choices. Was it A, Deanna Taurasi? Big name we've been hearing from her all week, all last week. B, Cheryl Swoops. C, Tina Thompson. Or D, Lisa Leslie. Guys, I'm looking for the all-time leading scorer in the WNBA. Bryce has Dirty Deanna on the board. Is
yeah.
it her? Cheryl Swoops, Tina Thompson, Lisa Leslie.
I'm going to go with Taurasi.
I'm going to start with Derpy. Derpy, who is WNBA's, who is the all-time leading scorer over there? Taurasi, Swoops, Thompson, or Leslie?
That is a great list of choices.
It's a very, very, very great
list. But
I'm
going to go Taurasi.
Tina Taurasi. Mike,
Taurasi.
I'll come over to you. Who is the WNBA's all-time leading scorer? You say Taurasi as well?
Yep, I'm going with Taurasi.
Why are you going with Taurasi, guys? Let me ask you.
She's been in the league forever.
And when Lisa crazy. Leslie and Cheryl Swoops and Tina Thompson all as well.
Yeah, but I'm going with Lisa Leslie.
I'm just trying to, I'm trying to figure out Taurasi. The thought process here, yeah. guys. Derby, what? Why are you going with Deanna Taurasi?
She can shoot consistently.
As can all the other girls. But okay, good enough. Guys, here is the question of the day. Who is WNBA's all-time leading scorer? Was it A, Deanna Taurasi, B, Cheryl Swoops, C, Tina Thompson, D, Lisa Leslie? And I'm just asking because I wouldn't know who to pick. I'm looking at this group of women, and I could honestly say I would not have an educated guess on who I would pick because they're all, amazing. From what I know about the WNBA, guys, the answer, Brian, also on the board says Deanna Taurasi. Guys, the correct answer is, in fact, Deanna Taurasi. So either you guys are in closet WNBA fans or, you have a little system set up on your side of the screen there that's working out for you. But you know what? Be it as it may, Deanna Taurasi is the all-time WNBA leading scorer, guys.
We are just that damn good.
That's
just,
right.
In honor of the Schwab dying, we just knew that one.
Mike, since you were that good, why don't you go ahead?
Why'd you gotta bring that up?
Give me some scoop, man. What do you got for us for the end of wrapping
up?
What
I got? Let's see. Omar Khan saying, you know what? Center. It's priority, but not a top priority because they got guys with a position flexibility. So don't look for a center draft in the first 2 weeks. Look for or them trading up for one. If the board falls that way, they'll draft one.
Can't
but
trade
I don't,
up for a center. I know. Come on.
I would key position on that line. Well,
there's
after
no,
tack,
there's
trade
no
up
way
in the second
that, Mike,
round.
There's
trade
no way that you'd
round.
Get the 20 and lose your top three centers. There's no way.
No,
that
oh no, 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 no.
But
if
saying.
They go tackle first round and maybe trade up in second round to get. Get Frazier if he falls.
Brian on the board says Lisa Leslie is his favorite all-time player. Mine too, because she could dunk. That's what I like about girls in the WNBA. I like the ones that could dunk. Derpy, what do you got for us before we take off, man?
I don't know how much how true this report was or false, but this morning it was saying that we like the Brian Thomas a lot. The Steelers do.
The wide receiver out of LSU.
Yeah.
If he falls to 20, I wouldn't be opposed to taking him either.
Right.
But me, I'm
but
all
it's the Steelers.
It's the Steelers,
Mike. It's the Steelers.
Yeah, but they took Kenny in the first round. They took Najee in the first round. So they're not opposed to taking skillful position players in the first round at detriment of the offensive line. So my money might be on Brian Thompson, Jr. For Brian Thompson.
Brian Thompson. You think that's a possibility, Mike?
I think so, too. Yeah. Good receiver coming out of LSU. Might have been their best receiver. Might be better than Malik Nabers. He's not in the class of like a Marvin Harrison Jr. or Roma Dunze, but he'd still be a worthy first round pick.
All right, guys. My thing is this: the if your name is Kyle, if your name is Kyle, this might be interesting to you. The town of Kyle, Texas, is trying to break the record for the largest gathering of Kyles. On May 18th, they need 2,326 Kyles to show up to set Guinness Book of World Records in Kyle, Texas. I don't know much besides there's probably gonna be a lot of holes punched in things down there.
Yes.
But if you're a Kyle, they're trying to assemble the largest gathering of Kyles.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of monsters drink and a
A
lot of
lot of
drywall
monster
punch.
cans, a lot of
Yeah.
drywall holes.
Yeah, tribal tattoos, hats on backwards, and
Yeah.
just
So there you go.
yeah.
Kyle, Texas, everybody.
Leave it to a Kyle. Leave
Leave
it
it
to
to
a
a
Kyle.
Kyle. Pirates back in action today, guys. They play the Brewers. It's going to be Jared Jones on the Hill. Game starts at 6:40. Guys, we only have 3 days. 3 days till the NFL draft. I know I'm excited, as well as the rest of everybody else on this show. We will be hitting more on the draft here over the next couple of days. Derpy, Mike, anything else before we take off?
Mike Tomlin said the Steelers are not overly thirsty at any position.
All right. Sounds like something he would say.
I like that quote, overly thirsty.
I just believe there
Derpy.
was a conference going on today. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's where it's going on right now. It's the Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin's press conference pre-draft. That's where I'm catching some of these sound bites from.
All right, we do want to say thank you, everybody, for checking us out. We appreciate each and every one of you, as always. We wouldn't do it without you. Everybody on the board, we want to say thank you, as always. You guys always keep things interesting. Guys, one last time, speak now, forever hold your peace.
Got nothing.
All right, Derpy.
Kyle.
All right, Kyle. We'll be back tomorrow. First thing to do it all over again. Again, Bucca is trying to get back on track, trying to break the schneid, as Mike would say. And let's go, Bucks, for Derpy. Mike at the Steelers Central Mobile Studio, myself, and the two dumb yinzers. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Oh, no.